my bouncing ball had started it all, a whirlpool of fun down the drain. But a finger slipped and fell into tunnels of filth and black rain.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Let's all get together and radiate. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm talking to you through BBS Radio here on your computer anywhere in the world that you are, and it's a wonderful day here in the Northwest. It's got clouds, rain, and sunshine. We got everything we want today. And today we're going to talk, my name is Veronica Entwistle, I already said that. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. What on earth does that mean? Well, we are vibrational vehicles of light. And today we're going to talk about how all of us are and how we get weird congestions in various parts of our body because we use subconsciously, superconsciously, who knows, we use our bodies like filing cabinets. So if you have some stress, if you have some frustration and so on, and you suppress it in your body or you put your shadow in your body, you store it in certain parts of your body. So then when it gets sort of, you get a sore right arm. It might have something to do with how you feel about just going and getting what you want in the world, how you feel about grabbing what you want, earning what you want, creating what you want. I don't know. So we got all kinds of talk today about various organs, various limbs, and how you store energy that can create problems in your life. Now, that's not the only thing we do. We also have a lot of gifts. We have a lot of gold in them, their hills. And so your bodies have gifts for you as well. So this is a little bit of a mining prospect today, isn't it? We're going to dig through the ore of the body and see if we can help you decode what your body's talking about at any given time. And then at 5 o'clock, I'm moving to my second show. This is, I think, my fourth week with the second show, and it's called Paradigm Shifters. You and I, anyone listening to Radiance by Design, are learning that the whole paradigm of human consciousness is shifting these days, and we want that. We're evolving very fast. We're probably going to be in interaction with other species from the galaxies around or from the universe or from other universes. There's so much changing, and I believe that we're moving out of systems and systems that have been, and we're moving into creating a different kind of system, which is more holographic for each one of us. It's more of a win-win for other people as well as ourselves. It doesn't have to rest upon keeping maximum numbers of people on our planet poor. We got a lot of life and death paradoxical doodah going on the planet. Anyway, at 5 o'clock, we talk to various people I call paradigm shifters. So that's what my 5 o'clock show is all about, paradigm shifting. And today's paradigm shifter is also a body mechanic, a chiropractor, someone who truly understands the connection between our ancient psychology and our physiology. He knows how to read the body and make some changes so we can evolve. But not only that, he went off to Mongolia, and he went on a real trek with a diminishing tribe of people called the Eagle People. And he had to really adapt to some very intense limitations over there and talk about using your body, mind, power, and your gifts. He had to do that there. He's got a lot to talk about today. And his name is Tim Bradbury. So we're going to be talking to him at 5 o'clock from 5 to 6. So for those of you who can, stay tuned for that. This is a call-in show, and I love it when you call in. And we'll be checking over your body when you do. This is a body work day. But as my guide said at the beginning, you know, I talk to my guides about the show every week before we're on. And the guides had some really interesting things to say today about our bodies and about our lives and about the paradoxical pressures on our planet these days. I say paradoxical because everything that we're working with has its good and bad. And so much of it, well, I'll just talk about what they said, which is to get we're moving. We're doing more than a quantum leap, actually, into a new way of being. And they said that we're actually becoming a new species. They're talking about how, and my guides are a variety of beings from out in the universe somewhere. They call themselves a coalescence of beings. And I have a real variety, meaning they have a variety of opinions and so on. However, what they were saying today is that we're shifting consciousness and we're shifting our whole style of being, and that our linear, our old belief that we're a culmination of our linear history, of our past history, and our genetic history, and our cellular history, and our how many years on this planet history, and our belief structure. I'm just going to finish this thought before I take your call, and I'm really glad you called, so please wait for a minute. Anyway, they're saying that it's very, very different right now, and instead of making decisions based on your past belief structure or the influences of your social programming, drop into the now. Drop into the now moment, and the job is to actually separate from those kinds of influences that have been pushing us, pulling us, that we're so attached to because they help us create our identity in many ways. So we're going to talk more and more about that, and they talked more about healing and that, dietary situations and that. So we're going to be talking about dropping into the now moment and what does it take to make a quantum leap into your evolutionary life. So thanks for your early call. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. You're early today.
Yeah, a little bit.
You excited? You got something to say?
Well, I just had this kind of a two-part question for you.
Okay.
The first question I'd like to know is kind of what is your take or feeling or impression on each person's lifetime, how they incarnate, meaning like how often does one incarnate? Like when one dies, how often would it be before another one incarnates on the earth again? Is
you know,
it kind of
really,
like depend on their spiritual development?
Yeah, and you know it's really funny as I start to giggle right away, Brian, because I was just channeling, was talking to the guides a few minutes ago, just before the show started, and they were really clear to say it's not a linear parade of events. It is not linear. It's holographic, and its programming is, you know, we've heard this past and future are concurrent. We have concurrent lives going on. There is no past right now. So when we talk about, I actually can't say I know anymore at all. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. And the thing is that I do know that there are supposed, in quotes, supposed symptoms of coming back really quickly.
Yeah.
And some of those are people who are really moving way too fast or people that crash right into awakening or self-realization really early, like some great teachers just leave and then return really fast. But I don't know that that's true because it was so clear that it's non-linear. And we can't really conceive of that, can we?
Huh, yeah.
Can you?
What's that?
Can you conceive of that yourself?
Well, I just always found it fascinating that how our dreams are so powerful and the symbolism in the dreams and how the subconscious or the superconscious, you know, how they work hand in hand. But what amazes me is like how many lifetimes we go through to learn a couple lessons or many lessons.
But you know something, Brian, I believe, this is something I believe, talk about releasing yourself from your belief systems and
then
saying I believe. what I really think is true is that we're on, no, I don't really know, actually. I'll just jump around for a bit.
Well, that's an honest answer, Veronica. That's good. I mean, that's just, that's, you know, that's one of those questions, but you're just so honest about that, and I like that.
Thank you. And the guides just shook us with some of the stuff that they were saying, which is it's so nonlinear. We recently lost a friend who had been battling cancer for 8 years, and he was a really powerful young man, 52, when he passed. And he had done so many interesting things before he died and had a huge impact, you know, in many evolutionary ways. Now, what the guide said about him, and I think this is a really good example, that he finally was just fed up and he wanted to release this body, get another one, and get going again. Now, that made incredible sense to a lot of us. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
That sounds really linear. It's just that there is a progression in the sense of our deep inner evolution.
Yes.
But I don't think... I think what they keep talking about is that we don't have to be the product of our past anymore. We can step right out of it and really be creating. And in that case, I go, well, maybe we don't have to keep doing these soul journey things and coming back in lives this way. Maybe we can do it really differently.
Yeah, yeah. I see your point. That's really good. That brings out some real good truth, because it just seems like we're coming into something. Something's on the horizon, you know.
Something is on the horizon, and I think it's incumbent upon us all to wake up, at times be still, drop into the now, and allow change to take place instead of gripping our belief structures in such a way that change cannot move through ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. It does. And my last question is, for me, for Brian, is it kind of hard to see future events if everything's kind of in the now? I mean, like, say for my next lifetime, would it kind of be kind of the high probability or possibility that I'll incarnate again on this Earth or another planet?
You know, what's really funny, I've never seen this before, but I had the sense that you won't bother. Well, because, like, I don't believe it, meaning... This is not something we have to believe. This is just a reflection of where you're at in this moment and what you might choose.
Yes.
Okay? So when you say that, all of a sudden I see you and I want to start giggling because you're laughing your head off and you're free and you seem to be moving through different galaxies or something and having just a great old time and preferring that for a while. You don't look like you're in a big rush oration to get back here.
Yeah.
And that was just a split-second vision of what I saw for you.
My heart and my, I guess my soul desire is being one who can just walk the realms freely.
Oh, you know well, that's what I saw.
Yeah. The one who doesn't have to be bound to an earth plane can be walking the realms freely and learning and expanding and growth. And there's so much knowledge out there.
Okay,
that's
now,
why.
I just want to throw another thing, is that when you came to the earth, you do have a drive to learn. And one of the things that we saw, even the very first times I looked at you over the radio here, is that you came to unravel from a lot of the densities of the third dimension, to experience it and to unravel and then teach others how to do it. But as soon as I see you on the other side, I'm going, he's laughing. He's just living and grooving and having a great time.
You're so right, Veronica. I feel that inside, deep inside my core, you know. I feel like I am a teacher, and I'm awakening to that. I still have a little ways to go with the teaching and learning how to teach other people. But once I get over that, man, I'm just going to shoot for the stars.
Well, I really just think it's... You're a really good soul, and you got to be having fun, right?
Yes, I think we really need as grown-ups to laugh a lot and play a lot, getting that childlike energy.
Yeah, and this is a very... I'll tell you something about this life for you and for most of our listeners, I would say, probably for all of them. It's a really, really important life. This is a life where we take a stand on empowering ourselves to create what it is we want. It's a very dynamic life. And we're doing it in kind of a mass consciousness way, which is amazing.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much, Veronica, and God bless you.
God bless you. I always enjoy your calls, Brian.
I appreciate that.
Right, take
care. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's actually just afternoon here. All right. What the guides like us to do every week, we want to raise the fields and raise the frequency around us, because remember, if you change the frequency, you can change your reality. One of the things that the guides are really clear about, too, is that visualization is picking up speed, meaning how you perceive... Thanks for your call. If you wait just a minute, I'll finish this thought. How you perceive and how you send light out there has more potency and more creative force, or the speed of it. Is speed the right word? Than ever before. So we're going to use a lot of visualization in our structures after we talk to our wonderful caller. Good afternoon.
Hi, it's Julia. How are you this evening?
Hi, Julia. I'm just great, thank you. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Are you in the now moment?
Well, I'm right here, right now.
Are you having fun?
Well, for the most part, yeah, I guess.
Good. What's your question, darling?
Well, I just had a birthday Sunday, and I was kind of wanting like a quick where am I at, or, you know, with my awareness and development.
Well, I want to, you've called before, and I can remember, you have called before, right?
Yeah, it's been a little while, but yeah, I called before.
Yeah, because I can remember and I can see how you've been. I know the past doesn't create the future. However, I'm following that paradox right through this moment. And the thing about this is that you have an emotional turmoil deep within your lower regions in your torso, but it's lightening up and there's a lot of movement coming up through your, you have a lot more light in your upper chakras than I remember you having before. You're actually creating a much freer reality for yourself. It's very exciting. And part of it is that you are doing some kind of meditation. You're focusing on creating your reality, are you not?
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Because they show in your head, in your mind,
mm-hmm.
and in your heart, there is much more active light than I remember before. Now, when you call me, of course, I don't see everything all the time. I see how you are at this time and what you look like. And if I look at your soul journey, I would say you're moving quite swiftly through integrating more of your higher consciousness with your with the frustrations that you've had in the past. You still have more healing work to do, but the guides, and do you have a lot of like intestinal stuff that bothers you?
Yeah.
And body pain?
And body pain?
Do you have body pain?
No, I was repeating because you're a little staticky, so I wasn't sure if I heard you correctly.
Yes, that's what I heard. That's what I said.
Okay. yeah, on and off.
All right, so what we're going to do is I want to do several things. One is if I project from how you are this moment, you have some really big changes coming up this year. Congratulations on having a birthday. I think birthdays are so wonderful. They really mark our place.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I figure this is a good time sort of, you know, to see where I am. That way I know, you know what I mean? It's like my marker.
Yeah.
Say, okay, this is where I am now, and next year at this time I can look back and say, oh, okay, this is how I progressed.
Well, you look to me like someone who's going to go through, it's a huge challenge of more of faith or something in a few months. And after that, you look like your light center is much broader. It's almost like you hit a place where you have to really relinquish some deep emotional stuff. Looks like the shadow stuff, right? And you're going to hit a place pretty soon where you do that. But because you're very diligent and you're focused and you seem to be doing, are you doing a breathing meditation?
It's more affirmations and working with the chakras.
Just don't stop, because whatever you're doing is going to work really well, because it's like you're the kind of person that is all of a sudden going to blast through something that's been slow in you, and you're going to suddenly go, I can see you saying to a friend, well, I just feel so different right now. I just feel lighter and funnier or something, you know, and
oh,
that's coming up for you this year.
Oh, good.
And I would say give yourself a blow on your hands and rub it on your chest kind of thing, you know. Because it's up to us to create the availability to change, you know? It means leaving our belief structures, leaving our belief system behind. And for you, it's moving an awful lot of emotional storage, which you've already done a lot of, but some more, you know? Yeah, and I want everybody, as soon as I said that, your belly area got a whole bunch of information for me. Do you know that? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
you got this kind of like bar of tension across the belly in the lower section. I'm going, oh, that's interesting. It's like your belly's interacting with me and showing me what's up there.
Oh, okay.
And that bar, that area, I was talking about the body.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we have to remember is that the belly holds subconscious programming, everybody else's influence. It holds your mom, your dad, your teachers, your lovers, are all about other people pushing you to be what you're supposed to be. So, of course, we have a ton of suppression there. We have a lot of old lives there, past lives, and so on. And you look like that's going to be your area of work. That means that that's the area which you're going to continually change in order to free yourself from the cycle or the wheel. You know, does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I've been told there's a lot there between my stomach and my heart. That seems to be the two places that I really have held on to stuff.
Well, you know something I remember from before? You had a whole lot more clutter running from the navel to the heart, but I don't see it as much right now.
Well, good.
You look like you're having more fun.
Yeah.
Is that
definitely
right? Yeah. And working your chakras is working for you as well. Do you get body work as well?
I haven't in a while. I have a friend that kind of worked with me a little bit online.
Uh-huh.
But as far as, like, to go to, like, a Reiki practitioner or a chiropractor or anything like that, I haven't actually gone to somebody to do it.
I'll tell you why I want you to is because, excuse me, that made me burp, you see, because sometimes when a person, when I burp, it means that we've hit a place in you that's kind of congested, and somehow we've got it to move. I used to just be mortified. Now I think it's kind of fun, and certainly it's information. But I watch it, and a little bit of even just chiropractic, or I say just because it's a little bit more available than a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
Take the simpler stuff and get that body moved, whether it's chiropractic or cranial sacral is really good for you, and Reiki and so on, but I want somebody to put their hands on your body. Because you see in your sacrum, you've got some very deep, and for people at home, this is really important stuff, that when we're trying to evolve and step away from past programming and so on, having somebody give an adjustment or a movement of certain body parts or even the fluids of your body, talking about cranial sacral, is a great way to absolutely launch a transformative energy and a transformative emotional doodah that's going to give you a release. So I look at you and I go, hey, you're all ready to have somebody go boop, and then you're going to find things moving like mad.
Wow,
Do you have baths with Epsom salts or apple cider vinegar?
I have some Epsom salts and apple cider vinegar. I haven't done a bath in a while. I've kind of had some water issues here.
Oh, you did? You mean you don't have water?
No, we have it now, but we just had some leaks in the tub and, you know, interesting little things going on.
That's an interesting metaphor, isn't it? Since water often represents our emotions.
This has been the house for the water issue. We've lived here 7 years, and it's like one thing after another pretty much.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is you know that this is a time in your life where you're really dealing with old emotions. You could say emotion logging instead of water logging.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to. And you don't have to, but if you want to evolve the way your soul journey seems to want to, and you want to feel good, so it's kind of interesting, it's representative that you should be in that. Is your husband a little bit restricted as far as his own emotions go?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's really representative of a big change you have to make. I had a friend once, and he used to build houses and so on. There was never a house, whether it was an old house, a used house, or a new house that he went into that the toilet didn't plug up.
Oh, jeez.
And he had a lot of relentless body pain he couldn't get rid of. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
so
I can see that.
Yeah, our house is a real interesting metaphor, a womb for us, isn't it?
Wow. So you see something? Because I had, gotten that message before that something was coming at, like a spiritual change or something, that it was like, you know, very close or near or whatever.
I see it. I'm not really good at time, and according to what my guides were saying, the good reasons for that is because you shouldn't be able to hang on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it does look like it's in the early spring or in the spring.
Oh, early spring. That's still a good ways off, because we have to get through winter first.
Okay, so here's some action for you.
Okay.
That it seems like you need to work. Now, everybody at home think about this as well, that in the winter, we often hunker down, right?
Mm-hmm.
We often go inside and we withdraw. Are you on the? Are you where it's cold? You're on the East
Coast?
Yeah,
I'm on the East Coast, yep.
Okay, so you have a tendency to hunker down in the winter.
Yes.
And I'm saying to you, you could choose not to do it that way. Right? Because you want to have that breakthrough. And it looks like it comes when the spring starts to come. What if you really worked at and decided not to hunker down, not to allow yourself to hunker down in the winter? I'm just playing with you. I'm saying, okay, let's create here, right? And what you're asking Spirit for is that breakthrough, aren't you? You're going to have a big breakthrough, I know that.
Well, good, because, I mean, I'm ready for a change. You know how it is. It's like you wonder how it's going to come, because change always, well, for me anyhow, it tends to be a little, you know, you don't want it to be a bad thing. So
It doesn't always have to be a bad thing, but if we know we want to change, we can wait till we slam into the wall, or we can build our own wall and dissemble it gracefully ourselves, right?
Yeah.
I feel that. When's your birthday?
It was the Sunday.
Oh, of course.
This past Sunday, yeah.
So that's a Virgo kind of day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying to you that you're already making some big changes. And what the guides were talking about, and this is for everyone at home, they were saying that it is a time where change is what we're going to bless and change is what we're going to look for. And we can actually create an optimum environment for change to bless it. Because when we do, we're going to be multidimensionally receiving light from the universe rather than living in a timeline of beliefs and influences. You understand?
Yeah.
And so we would bless change then, wouldn't we? And we'd want to be at the helm of our own reality rather than just have it inflicted upon us, which is what most of us have when we wait till we hit the wall.
Yeah.
That's the old paradigm of just waiting for reality to knock us on the head.
Yeah, the cosmic 2x4.
Yeah. Anyway, I should probably go and I should probably go in case someone else wants to call in.
Okay.
But,
all right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great evening.
And you, happy, happy year. I know that you can really catapult this year if you like.
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
Take care, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so we didn't do our structures yet, and I love that I'm getting callers early in the game. That was an interesting call because it's back to, can we create, can we use our body's tension, which Julie has, can we use our body's tension to tell us where, which part of our consciousness is really moving, where are we stuck? Can we actually change it? My guides say yes. And my guides say that this is part of this period of time in history, is learning to absolutely change our cellular structure and our programming wherever it came from. Anyway, let's start off by, I say starting off, and I think that time is much farther in than starting off. But let's do our structure. Now, the structures are meant to be vibrational, what would we call it, research labs. They're vibrational laboratories in which you can go in and meditate, and you can change your reality, and you can feel the impact of calling in fields, calling in vibrations consciously, and living in them, and feeling the support of them, and changing your reality. And so you can go in and change something about yourself. You can go in there and just create the future visions you want. I know there's no past, there's no future, but in our now, we still have our dreams and our excitements about what it is we're trying to accomplish. We can take those in there as well. A lot of healing work can get done there. You can help other people there. So let's take a few minutes and close your eyes, unless you're driving. And then focus above your head, perhaps 2 miles, and see there a radiant golden ball. Very, very golden. Oh my, it's radiant. And see below your spine another radiant golden ball. And now draw a filament of light from the upper ball down through the top of your head, through your spine, and right down into the lower ball. You know, you can feel that filament of light. I can sure feel it. And now around you, about 8 feet in radius around your body, create a series of golden balls, so that you have a circle going around your body about 8 feet radius. And now from the upper golden ball down to this circle of golden balls, drop many, many radiant pink filaments of light. That's it. Until you've got a canopy pointing up. And then do the same from the circle of ball to the lower ball, and you have a canopy pointing down. Excellent. Now you're in this wonderful, radiant pink structure. Whew, it's beautiful. Now this part's so important. You're inside of it, you're going to create an etheric crystal ball, the edges of which nudge the inside edges of this structure. And now just sit in that crystal ball. Whew, I love this one. And I can feel the soft, kind of a feminine, very feminine actually, soothing frequencies in there. I often find if I just sit myself there when I'm kind of wild and going too fast, and I just calm down, it's mummy. Now inside of that, the double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, and we're inside of it. And now we spin it and spin it and spin it. Just have it spinning and spinning. And as you spin, see in front of you a magical screen. And it's on that screen that you want to put little movies of all the desires, dreams, creations that are in your heart and your mind. And remember, as you see these little movies running, I want you to feel what it's like to be in those. I want you to feel them, not just see them, but put some emotion into it too, sensing, feeling, understanding, knowing. Oh, goody, that might be about you. We have some about him, about people you know and love. Maybe it's about your own relationship. Relationship. And great endeavors that you want to accomplish. Healing that you want to do or have done to you. And when you're doing this alone, you can take it, do it for half an hour or 2 seconds. Now step back into your double tetrahedron, the building block of consciousness in sacred geometric form. And is your tetrahedron still spinning? Mine is a sort of wobbly spinning, so I'm just going to spin it for a few minutes. Or a few seconds, I guess. Give myself a little hearty push. What happens in your body when you do that? Excellent. Now, let's move back into the show, and what we're talking about is we're living an experience of being a paradigm shifter. We're living an experience where we're stepping out of what life used to be like. And as the guides keep saying, we cannot be a sum total of the past. What we're doing is taking a quantum leap into being, what would we call it? Someone who's a strong creator. Thank you for your call. It's perfect timing. You are on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Ronnie. This is Ted.
Hi, Ted. Perfect timing, darling.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate you being there. I just had a question for you. I'm still having this, emotionality that's going into my body. And I'm just not... I followed your idea, which is to... bring up whatever it is. In this case, it was I was doing substitute teaching, and I was having a reaction after the fact, not so much during. So, you know, bring that up and then ask my guides and stuff. And I think it helps some, but it doesn't seem to really fully do it.
You mean to tell me that you had an emotional response and you brought it up, you called in your guides and you brought it up and felt it and exaggerated it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you commanded totally...
This comes from me, too. Toning and using tones, especially the Om, which is the stomach region. So that all that seems to help. I don't know. I keep wanting to, you know, have it not come up. Because it comes up with the investment things, too, I think, you know, somewhat. So.
What is the feeling? The feeling is an insecurity?
No, I don't feel anything. It just goes into my stomach. I feel my stomach, you know, and it just gets tense. So
what does the stomach represent to you?
Oh, it's
I'm pushing you because we're talking body today, so you have to be the example.
Yeah, it's just a barometer. So what was an example? Well, just, you know, I had a special ed class, and they were pretty, you know, really rowdy and real obnoxious, not totally obnoxious, but just, you know, defiant somewhat. And, you know, they're just kind of being teenagers. And I didn't feel it at the time so much. But then by the end of the day, and then later on, boy, it was just really, my stomach was just tight.
How are your shoulders?
They hold tension, but I don't notice it nearly as much as my stomach.
Okay, so here's what we're talking about. One of the things that's happening here is, first of all, you're taking on some of their pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that?
No, but I just, it reminded me of something that you've said in the past, and I think it was, I just forgot to protect myself with white light before going in there.
And here's something, this is why this is a really good call, Ted, is that when we have a tendency to hold pressure, for example, in the stomach, you have a tendency to exhibit your tension in specific areas, we all do,
yeah.
And yours happens to be in your stomach, and I say the upper right shoulder and the back, but I'm not sure. But in any case, when we're like that, then we tend to take on other people's energy in that same area.
Uh-huh.
So I see you in the gym with them, and there's particularly a young man and a young woman, both of whom seem to be aligned with some kind of stuff you went through as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And you just took on they were being, I suppose, self-assertive on a defensive level sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And you just take it in as a little person, is your inner child. Remember we talked about the inner child a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so I'm going, you know, it's really hard because we've been on the path for so darn long, but we still are vulnerable to taking on other people's energy where we've been wounded.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
That seems to be one of your greatest problems right now.
Yeah.
The other great problem that you have, and I want everybody at home to listen to this part, is that once you've decided that it's really hard for you to deal with it, it is so, and it's getting worse. And I want to tease you about that and go, yeah, you somehow have to keep finding ways of dropping it and going, that used to be me, that isn't me, not
okay.
In the now.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's a tension in you about never getting rid of that.
Yeah.
Or not doing it right, so I'm not, you see, and I see that, and I go, oh, isn't that the cycle we all get into?
Yeah, that sounds like what goes on. Well, I've just done one day, so I'm not, you know, I just feel like, well, I'm getting used to it, too, you know, and I just jumped into probably one of the worst case scenarios with special ed. I mean, these are hard people to deal with.
Yeah, how old are they?
Well, they were 7th and 8th grade. But, you know, next time I'll go into something totally different, you know, so.
Well, I think that you're going to get better at this, but what we all want to do, and I wanted to say this earlier for another person who called in, we want to get people at home. This is what we have to learn to do for each other. Have people at home take 1 minute and just call in the presence of their own guides and angels and see a nice golden light running through them. And just see that light going and hitting Ted in a loving way in his stomach.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Why don't we just start doing that for each other and we can all... As I felt it when I said that. I felt it in my own stomach.
Yeah.
Because what we do for each other, how we can see for each other, we can see for ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm. So get that sort of group energy of other friends around, huh?
Yeah. And just love yourself for it because you're trying to unhook. Remember we talked about earlier in the show... that we want to unhook our belief structures, which keep us from being this amazing critter that we are, right?
Sure.
The guides are talking about us being different than human beings, ultimately, because we're going to change the entire program of how we functioned. And this is a really good example of a change point.
Yeah.
This is an area in which you're going to change how you've been.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
So I thank you for your call.
All right. Thanks, Veronica.
Take Take care, Ted.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, see, that's sort of interesting because we're talking about changing our reality, and yet the body, that fascinating tool that we've got, stores over a long period of time, again, going back into the time linear process of our path, it stores this stuff for a long time, and then it doesn't know enough not to continually store that particular subject there. We have to get conscious about it, get conscious about what's unconscious, conscious about what's subconscious, and even what's superconscious, and give it a good old shift. Thank you for your call. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. My name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I heard you talking about bodies.
And have you got one?
Yes, I do. I have a question.
I
was pregnant earlier and had a miscarriage.
Oh, my.
And today I'm okay with it emotionally. Today I had a sonogram, and they said they could still see part of it still attached. So I wanted to know energetically, am I holding on, or is it holding on?
I think it's holding on.
Can you say that again?
It looks like the fetus is holding on.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting? I've never seen that before.
Neither have the doctors.
Well, you're a conscious being. You have a lot of light. Did you know that, Lucy?
No, thank you.
Okay, and in your light, you have a consciousness that wants to drive past how you've been limited in the past. And it just looks like this being wants to hang on. It will leave very soon. It looks like it crumbles and leaves soon. I don't quite know what crumbling means in that part of the body. But
okay.
I see a terrific amount of light growing in you. You must be doing, are you doing meditations and so on?
Yes.
Good. Well, continue because you're doing a great job, darling.
Oh, thank you.
And I feel like all of a sudden this being's gone, but the vestige is still clinging, you see? It's like the memory. This is somebody that you knew very well, someone who's in your fields, you know? And it's good. It'll suddenly just be gone.
Okay.
And it just they show it in a crumbling form. But it's very interesting because whoever it was that was coming through wanted to connect with you again and remains connected. So you see, we don't really lose our connections, do we?
Yeah. I would have liked it to stay too, but...
It wouldn't have been healthy, so it's a good thing that it left.
Okay, well then I'm very happy.
Yeah, I am too. I wanted to say that at the beginning, but it sounds so gross, but I don't mean it that way at all.
Oh, no. I'd like you to be frank.
Yeah, well, the thing is that this being stands behind you. It looks like a male, and it's someone that you've known in other lives, and it's more like a teacher being, and this
okay.
is part of the teacher, and really wanted to be there, and now it's going to clear itself. And I really thank you for your call, because that's really unusual. It's just a style of attachment, isn't it?
It's just a what, you said?
A style of attachment.
Yes.
Yeah. And it'll be all gone. You're going to have another child, too. You're going to have a child. You want to?
Oh, yes, I do want to.
Yeah. Take a little time.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you for your call, Lucy.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that's really an interesting example of attachment, isn't it? When I thought about it while we were looking at her miscarriage, and the being that is very much a part of her soul journey that was involved with this potential body. And I go, oh, yeah, our attachments are many. I mean, we have soul connections with beings for even wonderful guides. Some of them are beings that we've either studied with or had some kind of exchange with in different lifetimes and so on. And why we come together at any particular time. Well, I suppose that's different for every single person. There are many, many guides who are around us all right now because there's such paradoxical intensity on our planet, and there's life and death, and there's this promise of evolution that is so, it's already happening, but it's going to wave through consciousness in such a mass rate that is so thrilling for these beings who are on the other, what we call the other side, or we'll say through the veil. Some of whom are from different galaxies, different planetary structures, and so on. And some are, I don't even know what the real difference is, but I do know that some are simply spirit beings who know us and love us. And there's so much support. There's also shenanigans out there. But today we're focusing on the support, ladies and gentlemen, because we want to. And what they say is the greatest support that we've got is to drop into ourselves in the now moment and also to separate from a lot of the beliefs and the hanging on beliefs, so that if you have someone around you that you absolutely love, and if you can clear the belief structures that are attaching you one to the other, the love can improve radically without being an attachment. And that works on the spirit level, that works on the guidance level, and that works on the personal level, doesn't it? But it's the attachment to our mental, emotional, political, economic structures that are creating a certain slowdown, or that create and have created in the past a kind of a slowdown in human evolution. Not a slowdown, it was kind of the way it was. And now we're learning to release attachments all over the place that are actually energetic, physical, and so on, through the drive of our own consciousness, through the choices of our mind. Oh my, what an exciting time. So call in. I mean, my gosh, I'm spoiled now. I want some more callers. We have probably only time for one more. I could give you the number, 877-876-5227 in the U.S., 888-815-9756 in Canada, and 866-530-876-3222, which is the direct line. I wanted to say something else about attachment and so on. As the guides were talking about, we had a wonderful channeling before the show, and the guides were talking about how we store in our body old densities, and that we really need to clear those out. We need to do an awful lot of energy release work, and you can do that in a number of ways. You can do that with the violet flame. You can do it with golden lights. You can do it with the structures. You can do it with sound. You can do it with breath and movement. For example, say you've got a really big pain in your thigh, upper right thigh, and it may have something to do with male support from your history. It may be ancient as your cellular lineage. It may be your childhood and your soul lineage, or just your childhood, or maybe right now. It doesn't matter. Okay, if you just hang on one sec, I will be right there to talk to you. We can take in some really deep breaths, and then we can focus on this pain in the leg and focus on it and really enter it and really enter it, and let any information or any awareness of our, for example, relationship to support, male support, authority support, or whatever, come up in our consciousness. And I'll tell you something, from having experience doing this sort of thing, I know that sometimes it isn't as literal as male support. It may not be that literal, but if it's not, guess what? Your brain is going to become aware. You're going to hear, oh, it isn't really male support. It's patriarchal lineage authority in government or something. I don't know. It's going to be different for you than me, and it's going to be really personal regarding what the pain is all about. But I promise you this, is as you do that kind of work, some of the pain will release, if not all of it. And it's a really good way for us to learn, as the guides say, we can actually do stunning healing work with ourselves if we start using ourselves in the now, separating from the attachment to beliefs and old reactions. And now I know we have a caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Ellen.
What is your name?
Ellen.
Selen?
Ellen.
Oh, okay. Ellen.
Yes.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm fine. This is the first time I've listened to your program.
Well, welcome to the show.
I was very impressed, and I'm kind of in a changing time in my life, and I just thought I would give you a call and see if you have any input for me.
I sure do. You have a lot going on in your chest area. Do you know that?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm talking about the body today, so your little body's up front and center right now. So what I want to ask you, oh, I see. Now, tell me your age, Ellen.
57.
Okay, and have you just left a relationship?
I just left a job a few months ago.
Well, it's in a way, it's very funny. It's really having a huge impact on your body. You know that?
Yes.
And I find that you're, you need body work, darling, quite a bit, because the way you're holding your stress and pressure is really affecting your health. You have a potential to absolutely redesign and recreate your life in a way that you never have before. You've lived a life of diligence and so on, but you've had a lot of suppression, and I'm seeing that, you know, I would want to get body work because you're going to start having perceptions that are going to surprise you of what it is you can do. And actually, it's no accident that you're in your Saturn return time, which is the time where we reevaluate things, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm seeing that you're going to make a huge change, or you can make, and you may not, you see. That's why I'm saying go get some body work. You can make a huge change over the next 2.5 years and do something that you absolutely love. Is that something you want? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yes, that is what I'm trying to do.
Are you taking classes?
I'm taking classes, yes.
You're a good girl.
Yes.
But do you understand why I want you to do body work?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And when you say body work, can you be more specific about what your recommendation is?
Sure. In your case, I would say somebody who readjusts. I always pick chiropractors first just because they're the easiest to find usually.
Mm-hmm.
And but it, like any practitioner, you got to get a good one. But I would say I would want your body structure shifted. So I would use a chiropractor, or you can use acupuncture, but I still would like some actual movement of your bones. So you can use massage, physiotherapy, any of those things. A cranial sacral would be very good for you, which is moving the platelets of the skull and the sacrum of the body, and that sends the spinal fluids up through to kind of refresh how you've stored your tensions.
Okay.
And you'll find, I promise you this, I should never promise because then you'll nail me. It seems to me that when you get a little bit of body work, you're going to pick up speed and you're going to stop hunkering down, and you're going to start to feel the power that you are. You have a really sweet, powerful light, and people will listen to you, and you're going to start to pick up speed on that. Instead of hiding behind your position, you're going to lead your position.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, many blessings, and welcome to the show. Email me if you've got some feedback. My email is veronica@veronicaentwistle, no H in Entwistle, .com.
Okay.
I love getting email. That's for other people at home, too. So thanks for your call. I hope we'll hear from you again, Ellen.
Thank you very much.
All right, darling. Now, that was a really good call, and I'm really looking forward to my next show, which is Paradigm Shifters, and that's Tim Bradbury. Now, Tim is a chiropractor. I've been boosting chiropractic in this, but I'm a firm believer that all kinds of body work, manipulation of the body, helps release the way our bodies have locked in old beliefs and old reactions, and certainly stuff that leads to physical problems and limitations in your vision creation. You want to create visions and be utterly magical. So get that body worked on. And as we talk to Tim, he's not here yet, so I may start by just talking body again. But as we talk to Tim, we're going to find out about his trek in Mongolia, where he was trekking with, on horseback, with a diminishing tribe of people called the Eagle People. They go hunting with an eagle on their arm. No guns, no nothing. The eagle is their weapon. And he had to go live on the bare essentials. I don't even know what he ate, but we're going to ask him on the air today because I know it was a real stretch for him. This was not a gourmet travel time. And he's a healer, and his wife is a healer, and they were shooting cinematography to do a movie on the Eagle People. So he's going to talk about that and the body-mind. He's going to be very, very interesting. He's a wonderful, wonderful chiropractor and just a great man. So we're going to take a 5-minute break here. My name is Veronica Entwistle. You have been listening to Radiance by Design. And all this work that we've been talking about on this show is contrived to help you radiate at a higher level, to bring in the universal frequencies and to create the reality that you prefer. I'm sure looking forward to talking to you next week. I never quite know what we're going to be talking about. This Thursday night, I'm going to be on Jackie's show. I support Jackie on her show, ET Healing. We're going to be talking to Jim Sparks. He's our guest this week, and he's a fellow who says that he has been actively involved in going off to alien ships for about 20 years. It's really put him through a lot, and he's got a lot to share. So tune in to BBS Radio at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, and I hope to see you again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. West Coast time. 8 o'clock Thursday night is the West Coast time as well, so it's 11 p.m. late for you guys on the East Coast. But never mind, archives work too. So we'll talk to you in 4 minutes now, and hopefully with Tim Bradbury. Otherwise, it'll be me on You and the Body. All right, see you in 4 minutes.